The Gemara says in Daf Chaf Ches Amud Aleph that if a person is Meider Hana from a Mayim, he says, I'm not going to get Hana from this Mayim, from the spring. Still, Tevel B'Tfilah Shel Mitzvah B'Maisach Shamim, Aval B'Maisach Hamim. You're allowed to be Tevel, you're allowed to go to the mikveh in that spring, B'Maisach Shamim, even though you're getting Hana, because Mitzvah's Lam Lehenes Nu, but not B'Maisach Hamim. But during the summer, it would be Asa. So Gemara is telling us a Chiddush over here that even though you said you're not allowed to get Hana from this Mayim, and when you go in to be Taival, you're getting Hanam because you're being Mekayim your mitzvah, but that's not a problem because of the famous klal, which we see over in our sugya of mitzvah, Slava Henesat Nu, the Hana you get from Kiyam HaMitzvah is not considered a Hana. But the question is, why then does the Brisa say that B'mai Sachama, you're not allowed to go into this mind that you asked B'Hana? Why don't we say mitzvah, Slava Henesat Nu, and B'mai Sachama as well? So the Meiri over here asks Kasha, and the Meiri says, you see from here a Chiddush, that this we say mitzvah, Slava Henesat Nu, that's only referring to the Hana you get from the Asiyas HaMitzvah, from the Kiyama HaMitzvah, the Hana, that your Yotzei HaMitzvah, that's not considered a Hana, and you're not going to be held responsible for that Hana they got from the Mitzvah. But if there's a physical Hana, if there's a physical pleasure that comes along with the Mitzvah, a Hana is a Guf, and that we don't say Mitzvah V'Henes Etnu. So when you go into the Mikvah B'Maisach Shamim, there's no physical Hana, it's cold outside, you don't want to be in the Mikvah, the only Hana is the Hana's Mitzvah. So we say mitzvah of lehenes etnu. But if you go in b'mais hachama, it's hot outside and you get hana from cooling down in the mikvah, that's a hana saguf, and a hana saguf, you don't say mitzvah of lehenes etnu, and therefore you can't go into the mikvah b'mais hachama. So from here he says as a raya that you don't say mitzvah of lehenes etnu if there's hana saguf, which is really the sheet of many rishonim, most rishonim, that by hana saguf, you don't say mitzvah of lehenes etnu. But then the Meiri says that the Arishanim who argue, the Arishanim who disagree, and they hold that even with Hanasa Guf, we do say Mitzvah B'Henes Etnu, that even the Hanasa Guf is not considered a Hanan, he won't be Chayiv on it. And then the Kasha is, how do they understand this then? They're not allowed to go to the Mayan B'Maisa Chama, because you're getting physical Hana. According to them, if even by Hanasa Guf you say Mitzvah B'Henes Etnu, it should be mutter to go into the Mayan, even B'Maisa Chama. So what would be the husband, those Rishanim? So the Meiri answers, he says that the problem is like this, that even Lefi the Rishonim will hold it by Hana, so go if you say Mitzvah Lav Lehenes Etnu, that's only if the Hana is happening B'Shas Kiyum HaMitzvah. Then we could say that you're not chai for the Hanasa Guf. But if the Hanasa Guf comes after the mitzvah is over, that already has nothing to do with the mitzvah. And on that we say, you will be chai of the cloud mitzvah of the Henderson that would not apply if the Hanah comes later. So says the Neri, when you go to the mikvah during your Maisa Chamas, you go down into the mikvah. Once you go down, you get to the mitzvah, you're tar. Now when you're in the water, after the mitzvah is over, you're just sitting there and relaxing in the water, you're getting Hanah. You're getting the Hanah from being in the mikvah. You're getting Hanasa Guf. But the mitzvah is already over. So on that we don't say mitzvah of the Henderson. And that's why it would be usher to be in the mikvah during your Maisa Chama because of the Hanasa Guf, which comes after the Kiyam HaMitzvah. That's how the Meiri wants to be Mazbe Lefi the other Rishonim. Now the Pella is, Frakti Zera Avram, and Chuba Zera Avram, this is from the son-in-law of the Arsamech, or Reb Avram Luftvir. He says, from this Meiri is a big kasha in the famous Chiddush of the Kesev Mishnah. The Kesev Mishnah in Hilchos Shaar Avos HaTumas, Perek Vav Halach Design, says a Gevaldik Chiddush in how the tyra of a mikvah works. So Pasha says we understand that when you go down into the mikvah, the yurida into the mikvah, when you immerse yourself into the mikvah, that's what's mitar. But the Kesev Mishnah says a chiddush, that no, it's not the yurida into the mikvah which is mitar, it's not the going down into the mikvah, but it's actually the aliyah, which when you fully leave the mikvah, when you're totally out of the mikvah, that's what's mitar. It's the aliyah, which is mitar you from the tumma. And he brings the Lashonis like this, like the Mishnah. So we say, Talva V'Allah, sounds like the Aliyah. The Aliyah is what's Matar you. It's not the Yerida, but it's when you leave the Mikvah and you're totally out of the Mikvah. So if that's the case, in fact, there's Avram. So then the Miri is very shver. Why does the Miri have to say, I'm sorry, how can the Miri say that the problem is that when you're in the Mikvah, after you went down, now when you're sitting there in the water, you're being nanner, you're having hanas or guf, and the mitzvah is over. The mitzvah is not over. You're still in the middle of the kiyam hamitzvah. The mitzvah is not over until you're fully out of the mikvah. So even when you went down already, now you're up, but you're still in the mikvah and enjoying the water, that's still part of the kiyam hamitzvah. The mitzvah is not finished until you're completely out of the mikvah, until the aliyah is fully complete. So from the Meiri, L'chari Yavarai, can I get this Kesev Mishnah? It's pretty clear from the Meiri that it's not the aliyah which is matar, but it's the rida just going down into the mikvah. So that's a har on the Meiri, on the Kesev Mishnah from this Meiri. But the truth is, I think if you look in the Meiri, I think this might not be a kasha, and if anything, maybe it is a raya to the Kesev Mishnah, because the Meiri doesn't say that the issue is that you're getting hana from the water while you're sitting in the mikvah. His lashon is that he says, "V'tam iser mayim b'maisachama hu sha'af la'achar mitzvah masig haguf hana mimena mitzad mashin iskar." Even after the mitzvah is over, you're still getting hana saguf because you're cooled down. Which sounds like he's saying that what he's talking about after you leave the mikvah, when you're totally out of the mikvah, but there's still a hana the fact that you just went into the pool, you went into cold water, that hana, there's a certain pleasure, there's a certain geshmak, even though you're out of the pool, because you still feel cooled down. And that is the hana that you're getting from the mayan, which is la'achikim ha-mitzvah. So the Miri is very careful to say that the hana is not while you're in the water after you went down. That taka wouldn't be a problem, because that's still during the kiyam ha-mitzvah. Perhaps like the Chesed Mishnah said, that you're being isik in the mitzvah until you're fully out of the mikvah. But the problem is, once you're fully out of the mikvah, now the mitzvah is finished. Even the Kesef Mishnah, even the Fihim, now there's still hana. You still have the hana from the fact that you cool down while you're in the mikvah, and that would be considered hana. So go fla'acher siyasa mitzvah, and that's how the Meiri L'char should be able to work out, even the Fihim, the Kesef Mishnah.